reach the blank canvas. With ECST.
They know black people are sleeping beasts and they gotta keep us in check, because if we understand the power that we had, we wouldn't be in a situation where we're in, we'll be on top.
You know what we said in earlier episodes about, if you're a woman who is with a man that has power, aka money, if you have enough self-respect, you're not going to put up with that.
Man, it's getting to the point where motherfuckers, you need to go to Vegas, if you have a little hankering for some white meat, and go to the Buddy Ranch. You know, yeah, and just like be anonymous. Pay enough money to, extra to be anonymous, but it won't out your ass.
Because they don't want you to stir the pot. They don't want you to rock the boat. They don't want you to figure out what's wrong. They want to keep the narrative going. As long as we keep, you know, toeing the line and believing that what everything they say is right, we'll never be who we really are. If it weren't for Friday, I don't really know if many people would even pay attention to Faison Love.
Case in point, ST, man. It's a case in point, dude.
And now, ECST.
Met her at the club, on a ball of show and love. Can you party with a thug? I'm just trying to show you love. VIP, we got it packed. This is where the party at.
In my pants.
You're the one I wanna know. So tell me how we're supposed to go.
In my pants. What up, ST?
What up, EC? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling like $1,000 now.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah, nigga. How you been?
Man, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain, man. Another day above ground. No reason to complain, because, you know, it wouldn't do me no good anyway.
It sure wouldn't do, but, it's, you know, sometimes it's good to vent and, you know, yeah, and troll and cyberbully. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, let somebody hear it every now and then.
You know what I'm saying? If you got to vent, you got to go to somebody's page and talk about their fucking kids, nigga. Get on it. Speaking of which, man, it was funny as hell speaking to my kids and on Twitter. So, I was on Twitter a minute ago, and this girl was like, she said on her post, she said, yo, my coworker shared, your kid bad as hell. She said, what you mean? And showed her like a video of her son in the car with like a lot of money, no seatbelt on, sitting on like the armrest, count money, talking about, what the fuck y'all mean, nigga? I got money, blood. I got money, kid. And I'm like, the kid be no older than 5 years old.
Yeah.
And some people in the comments talking about, what the fuck? Fuck you, bitch. Like, man, like, why the kid got no seatbelt on? That's what I said.
Yeah.
And talking about, well, this my kid. I take care of my kid like I want. And then, like, she started roasting everybody else. The funny part was, this one girl was talking about, man, I never had my kid looking like that. And she showed a picture of her child and talking about, at least my child like a fucking alien. And I was like, oh, shit. And it's like a whole thread of people just roasting each other. The kid, I ain't gonna lie, man, I gotta have kids one day, but that kid looked horrible, dude.
that's nothing, nigga. I went to church with my wife's family. I think, yeah, it was like they got a church somewhere, and we went to church with them. And I saw this kid. I kid you not, man. That kid looked like an old dude. Like, he had like male pattern baldness already.
Jesus Christ. Benjamin Button face ass nigga.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. He was a baby, but you know everything besides that, like, he looked a little special.
Yes, I'm grown, but I'm still a baby. Yeah. And then another time, this one guy put in like a little gift talking about throwing the towel.
Yeah.
Gift. And then she talking about, I know you ain't talking with your ugly ass daughter. And he said, I was on your side. But fuck you, since you bring my family into it. And people was like, oh, shit. They're doing all them SpongeBob memes and shit. You know how niggas always doing SpongeBob memes. Like, them motherfuckers, yeah, it's kind of getting almost oversaturated to a certain degree.
with the SpongeBob.
Yeah, the SpongeBob memes. Like, the shits are funny. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, they are hilarious.
But
I can't say I'm over them yet.
But everybody use them for everything, man.
Yeah, they are.
They use this shit for every motherfucking thing, dude. But it's just insane. But, man, dog, what's up? What's up with the Cavs, dog?
I don't know, but it's looking like the way they got outplayed the other day, they might not make it too far.
Hey, you know what that means? Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka somewhere like, yay! From the Lakers, like, yeah, LeBron, fall, nigga. Because if he go out first round,
yeah,
he ain't coming back, dude. He definitely not coming back, but I don't see them going out in the first round, but... Like I was saying before we got on the show, I don't see them making it past. I don't see them making it to the NBA Finals this year.
I mean, and even if they do, they're gonna get
mopped,
mollywopped,
dude. Like, man, like the Warriors are coming to play. They're gonna flip the switch, and they ain't got Curry back yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing, though. And that was the question: could they win without Curry? Because to be honest, man. Curry is, like, he's the most valuable player of that team. And without him, I think the statistic was whenever Curry is out and there's KD leaving the team, I think they're, like, 5-8.
Oh, damn.
But when Curry is playing and KD's out, they're 20-0.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what else to say, but they better hurry up and get that nigga back.
Oh, yeah. Before they meet the Rockets.
Because right now, right now they don't really need him because they play in Minnesota. And, yeah, Minnesota is, you know, they're going to be a nice squad within the next couple years. But right now they don't, you know, they don't have it all together.
No, they don't.
So they don't, you know, they don't really need Steph right now. But, yeah, when they start getting into the second and semifinals, man, yeah, they better hurry up and get that nigga back.
Dude, I'm looking forward to that Rockets-Warriors matchup, dude. For real.
That's going to be stupid.
That's going to be retarded, dude. And you know what? You know what other team has really surprised me, man?
Who's that?
Them niggas coming, dog. Boston.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, everybody knows that, man.
And, like, next
year is their year.
Nah,
like, this is LeBron's last year running the East.
It's over, man. He might as well come He might as well come to the West. He might as well, dude. Because man, it's about to be Boston and Philly next year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Philly.
Oh, hold on now. Why? Because injuries or what?
Yeah, that's the main thing. I mean, you look at all their top stars. I mean, the main reason why they ain't where they are now is because of injuries. Markel Fultz. What's his name? Simmons. He missed the whole freaking year.
Yeah, that was a year ago. But Simmons, rookie of the year this year.
Yeah, but I mean, Simmons is an injury away from the Philadelphia Sixers not even mattering anymore.
That's true. Like, yeah, once he go down, they ain't shit no more.
Yeah, they one injury away from them not mattering anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I love Joel Embiid, but you know, he made a peanut brittle.
Yeah, he is, but I'm gonna tell you one thing. That motherfucker has mastered social media, dude.
Oh yeah, he does. Oh yeah, yeah. He's got a future if he's smart.
Oh yeah, he definitely has a future in media, man, 100%. But
yeah,
but he even jokes on himself, like when he went out. What the fuck? What the fuck? I do. My man, I'm watching the Cavalier Pacers game. And they show like a fan in the stands, and there's like a dude sitting on his seat, and he's nothing but feet. Oh God, I wish I had a DVR so I could rewind that shit.
What?
Oh man, I don't even laugh at people's ailments, man. Never mind. That just threw me off guard. It's like, you know how him is Potato Head Man? If you sit him down, he's like just feet and like hands like real close to him.
Yeah.
That's exactly how a dude looked. He had like a backwards baseball cap on. I was like, what the fuck is that? I thought it was a stuffed animal. Jesus Christ, my bad. But the 76ers are like they're injury away from being irrelevant.
Yeah.
But I kind of think In my opinion, I think Ben Simmons is over that. I just think that was just one fluke injury, and I think he's going to be straight, man.
We're going to see. He still needs to develop.
A J.
Yeah, bad. Because if he doesn't, then there are comparisons between him and LeBron, which there are. They're very similar. But, you know, it's going to come a time where he's going to have to hit a J sooner or later. Because, Covington, I guess it depends on who they keep and, supplement the team. I don't know.
You know what you just said struck a chord in me, man? It's just what's like that? You said that Ben Simmons is comparable to LeBron James. Now, think about that. Now, a transcendent player, if he's like really transcendent, like almost like a god figure in his sport, nobody will come along this soon and be comparable to LeBron. That's just showing that LeBron is nowhere near the deity that Michael is, man. And motherfuckers need to stop this argument. This argument has been squashed, in my opinion, 2 years ago. No matter what LeBron does now, I don't care if he comes to the Lakers and he wins two more. He will still be just tied with Kobe. And then if he gets six, it'll take the nigga like 10 times to get to the finals and win a sixth championship. Like, dude, it's not even close, man. Everybody talking about LeBron has, has better numbers than Jordan. He played more games. Like, Jordan did all that shit in less games than LeBron. Now, people just need to get over this shit, man. Understand, this is your generation's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then you haven't seen Michael, so you just think everything we say is just we hating on Jordan because, y'all didn't see him. And y'all just hate on a new generation, but it's not even close, man.
I wouldn't say it makes LeBron less of a deity. Well, I guess a basketball deity.
Yeah.
It's just like he's got some of the physical talents that LeBron has. Maybe we don't know yet about the IQ, about the basketball IQ. We don't know about that yet.
Yeah.
We don't know how, we don't know how his study game is. But it's just watching him play, like he has the physical talents of LeBron. Because he's what? He's 6'10", like 200 and something, and he can move the ball just, like a guard.
Yeah, like LeBron can. So I think that's probably what they're saying. It just has the same physical attributes as LeBron.
Because, of course, they tried to say that, the Greek Freak was comparable to LeBron, and he's physical, but he has nothing else. As soon as his physics leave him, if he hasn't developed a shot, he gonna be just like Blake Griffin.
Yeah, he getting there, dude. Cause I watched the game last night, man, with the Milwaukee, and he was the only one fucking scoring, man. But he would just bully himself. He would just bully his way to the hole and just put the ball in the hoop. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
That's all they got.
He's that physical. He's like, man, nigga, move out the way. And I was like, dog, this nigga's a force. But the reason I say, that everybody knows and why I'm saying Boston is about to be a fucking powerhouse is because, man, they're
supporting cast.
Their second year and first year players are playing like vets.
Yeah.
And then they're getting these valuable playoff minutes.
Yeah.
While Gordon Hayward and Kyrie are out.
Yeah.
Now this shit's about to be full blown retard mode.
Yeah, it is. But we got to keep it also in perspective because they are playing the Wizards, and the Wizards have shown us in the past that they are known to be a massive failure, even with John Wall in. So.
Bradley Beal, yeah. But
You can't really count on that, but. We'll see when, if they make it to the next round, which nothing tells me that they won't.
Yeah, they make it to the next round. But I wonder, how many games would Boston take the Cavaliers in the next round? I think it would take them, they'll take them pretty far. In the next round. I think they're talking about
this team right now without Kyrie and Hayward?
Yeah, they'll make it competitive.
They might win two games. Yeah. I give them two,
and that's good. That's real good, man. They ain't even got their best players, man. But
yeah,
it's about to be. That's why Lakers need to come back up, man. Because we can't have Boston popping and LA ain't popping, niggas. Let's go. Yeah. But Oh, shit. Next round would be Toronto versus Cavaliers. They might not make it out of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, they only beat them, what, how many times? What, once during the season?
Once during the season, yeah.
So, and, I mean, it was a 40-point game, but the next time that they played, it was like LeBron was like, all right, let me show you who really owns this series.
Dude.
So, if LeBron's supporting cast, if they hitting, it's over.
Yeah, they just got to hit, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, man. These motherfuckers just got to hit, dude. So, yeah. We definitely got to see, but I see it's either going to be the Cavs or Toronto representing the East.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then it's either going to be the Rockets or the Warriors. Rockets or the Warriors. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if the OKC versus the Warriors, how many games that would go.
Get out of here, nigga. Russell Westbrook gonna shoot them niggas right into the offseason.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Russell Westbrook's my favorite. He's my favorite player, but watching him these past couple games in the regular season trying to get that triple-double.
Struggling.
He was trying to get that consecutive back-to-back triple-doubles. I was like, look at this selfish-ass nigga. Because they showed a video of him stealing rebounds from other players. I was
boxing out his own player. How you going to box out your own teammate, nigga?
Dude, that's dog. And then you'll be like, man, I'm just hardcore like that. It was like, no, you just selfish like that, nigga. Like,
Nigga, that's EC classic.
Hell yeah, dog. It really is. That's some shit I would do. But I just hope, man, Paul George.
I hope he leave,
man. I need him to come to LA, man. Bad. Get him, LeBron, and Kawhi. Dude, I would literally almost shit myself. Like, we back. All those moves be back, dude.
Yeah.
Man, that'll be it. Like, Lonzo, you ain't shooting no more to work on your J. You ain't got to worry about it. Just fucking facilitate the rock, nigga. Facilitate the rock. And then, shit, man. That would be awesome. But we'll see, man. We'll definitely see.
Yeah.
Man, we'll see, dude. But, dog, what's up with all these rumors about, like, well, it happens every year around the time of the NFL draft, but
yeah.
What's up with these rumors about players not wanting to play for the Browns, dude?
And you said they're rumors?
Yeah, it's a report that came out to say Saquon Barkley says he does not want to play for, he wants the Browns to pass on him on both picks. Like, goddamn, well, nigga.
Can you say you blame him, though?
I really can't, dude.
Because, I mean, history has shown that they're, regardless of who owns the team, they ain't about shit.
They ain't about nothing, man. It's just like, they can't get right, man.
No.
No matter what they do, they fucking can't get right.
At all. Like, I don't know what it is, like a curse or something. Curse on the new team that, you know, that came back there since 99.
Yep, for the 99 to 2000
and forever.
Yeah, you ain't winning shit. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, it was a goddamn thing, man. I don't understand why Jarvis Landry took that damn.
I don't either.
That deal, dog. I'm telling you, man. Niggas don't care.
I guess because he's thinking about who's gonna be on the other side.
Yeah.
And he's probably thinking that the Browns brass will be right, do right, and actually draft the right people. But they talk about drafting that Josh Allen dude from Wyoming.
Yeah.
Which everybody's saying is a mistake. And I think the reason why people are putting Josh Allen so up there, so high on their draft boards, is because he got a big arm.
Yep.
And I guess, I don't know, maybe he looks good. But, you know, stats don't lie. I think he can't even complete, 55% of his, you know, passes in college?
Yeah, I think Brett Favre had the same statistic. Okay. And Matthew Stafford had the same statistic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they both had the same statistic coming out, and they fared okay. But I like small school quarterbacks, man. Compared to
D1 quarterbacks. I mean, if you can find the gym, then you know that's great. But
here's the question then. Okay, here's the question then.
Yeah.
Who do you think the Browns should draft at number one then, since you don't like Josh Allen? Sam Darnold. No, that USC quarterback, he's a pick.
I know. But have you seen that nigga's pro day?
It's a pro day, ST.
I know. But compared to the other quarterbacks,
yeah,
he has a whole lot more polish. Like, he has a lot of polish, dude. Like, the only thing that they need to work on is, you know, him being in the pocket, working on him, you know, not stripping, getting the ball stripped. And, of course, you know, the interceptions, which, you know, interceptions are interceptions. But I would rather have a quarterback who at least go for it than, you know, be like an Alex Smith type dude and, you know, just throw it every now and then when it's, like, absolutely safe to throw it. Like, as you can see, you know, he hasn't won very many championships. So.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
I know it looks bad because the USC is a stigma for quarterbacks.
it is, but it seems like every time somebody like talks about a player, he's like highly touted. I watch their games. It's like the worst game they ever played when I watch them play. I don't understand it because I watched him play like three games. Every time he would play, he'll throw a pick and I turn off. Like, this nigga garbage. And I turn that shit off, dude. It's like, I don't understand, man. And everybody like Todd McShay, Mel Kiper Jr., Daryl Jeremiah, all saying like he's a clear cut best pick quarterback. He's going to be the only quarterback that really is going to be the best one out of all the quarterbacks in his draft.
He has a chance. Like, he has the least bust potential. But
yeah,
I don't know. You know, of course, there were reports saying that New England is really feeling Lamar Jackson.
Oh, shit. Let's get it.
So I think that would be cool if they actually drafted him, because you already know Belichick going to turn him into a monster.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I want, man. I want a perfect situation for Lamar, man, because I want him to succeed.
Yeah.
But it's just like, man, it was crazy because even Sean Payton said he would hate to have to draft a quarterback in this draft because none of them, he don't think any of them are franchise quarterbacks. Me either, dude. I don't think any of them are franchise quarterbacks. If they all, like, don't sit down a year, and I already know for sure. I could put $1,000 on it right now. Three of the motherfuckers that's getting drafted in the first round, we're gonna play on a start at least five games this year, at least three.
Probably so.
Hell yeah, maybe four, man. But they already talked about. One person said at least five gonna get drafted in the first round. I was like, man, like these motherfuckers, man.
Teams
are reaching, dude.
Yeah, they are.
It should be three tops. It's your first
times. So that's crazy.
Yeah, so we'll definitely see, man. I'm definitely excited about next week, dude. See about drafting. We'll talk about it. We'll make our own. We might have our own little mock draft next week for next week's episode to see whoever gets closer. That'll be fun if we could do that.
Yeah. We're gonna do top 10, top 15, something like that.
We'll do top 15. No, top 16, because then they'll get my team in, the Ravens in. So let's go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead and plan to do that for next week. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We're our weekly podcast show that comes on whenever we feel like it. Usually on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or your favorite podcast services, which are iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and AudioMac. You can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which are at Blank Canvas ECST on Twitter. At Blank Canvas ECST on Instagram, and the same thing for motherfucking Facebook.
Yeah.
And with slimy bastards. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
All right, man, this is the argument This is the argument that people have been having for the past week and a half, man. So, who's the better performer? Beyonce, the queen, or Michael Jackson, the king? Who you got, ST?
Let me just put this out there. I love everything that, well, just about everything that Beyonce stands for. I'm proud of her as a black woman, you know, getting out there, getting her money, not cooning for it, you know, standing up for what's right. I love her for that aspect alone. Now, when we speak about performing, I think the most important factor of a performance, of course, when you speak about performance, you got, you know, lighting, you got
stage presence.
Yeah, stage presence. You got, you know, agility. You got, I guess pyro, if it's there.
Yeah, like everything else that comes with it. Extra dancers, yeah. The dancers, like the
Your background dancers, yeah.
The concept of the performance is important. Yes, too.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, when you speak about the factors of a performance, the most important factor is the dancing, flat out. Now, not to say that Beyonce doesn't have classic, iconic moves.
Oh, so yeah, just the hair flip shit. All she really has is that hair flip, and then like looking at you like, bitch, I bet you would look.
When she shifts her head from side to side.
And then,
that
like,
junk is tight. I can't hate. Like that's tight. But when you got a generation. No, scratch that. Generations of kids who watch your videos and copy everything that you do. Like, you've got kids that grow up being superstars copying the dance moves of Michael Jackson.
Dude.
Like, even people that couldn't dance copied Michael Jackson.
Everybody named Mama has at least moonwalked at least once.
At least once.
At least once. Or at least tried to moonwalk. I saw like a video of some Japanese dude in his damn dorm room moonwalking. I'm like, man, look at this motherfucker, man. Like, this shit, like, he's going to transcend time. Motherfucker, yes. Like, when we're dead,
yes,
people are going to still be moonwalking.
Yeah. So, when you think about that, just that alone, like the hours that Michael Jackson put in, like this nigga didn't sleep because his main objective when he went out on tour was to captivate the fans.
Most of them be fading and shit.
Yeah. Like you think about just the dancing alone, like that's worth 10 points right there. Then you got his backup dancers who had to be on point as well.
Dude, like,
They wasn't finna get out there and act an ass out of themselves.
Dude, like, man, that's like being next to royalty and your ass didn't study for the test. You cannot be half-stepping fucking with Michael. You look like a fucking fool.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, dude, you gotta be on point, man, being a backup dancer for Michael. Shit.
So, yeah, you had that. You had the special effects. You had the pyro. You had, you know,
the iconic music.
Yeah, man. It's hard to say that, man. It's hard to give Beyonce a nod. Like it's awfully hard to give her a nod. Now, I think people are just living in the moment. You know, a lot of people are prisoners of the moment.
Yeah. People are prisoners of the moment.
A lot of times they don't really sit back and think critically about, you know, especially if it's a kid that don't, you know, has never seen Michael.
Yep.
A person that's never really, you know, even studied what Michael has done. And they, you know, just because they're living in this time and they think of Beyonce as, you know, the greatest. I mean, I guess that's cool, but yeah, I guess your opinion holds no validity.
Yeah, if you're not gonna do the research, you really can't.
Yeah.
You're only looking at one side of the coin. But I will say this about Beyonce's performance, man, because I was telling ST before we got on, I was like, man, I was in a lot of pain. I really couldn't go to sleep. Yeah. And I was on Twitter and I was like, it was like, watch Beyonce's performance at Coachella. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, free concert. I never seen her whole concert live before, so I said, fuck it. Yeah. Like, dude, I literally watched the whole thing, and I'm not gonna lie, I was captivated the whole time. Like, she was never out of breath. Mm. She was always on tone. Like, all the dances was all in sync.
Yep.
All the music that she picked was upbeat, and it made sense. The transitions were awesome. And it's just everything. Like, that performance, her Coachella performance was flawless.
Yeah.
It's nothing you can say. Like, if you come on internet right now and just say, like, Beyonce performance, and I'm not one of them beehive motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm straight and I like pussy. But but if you go online and say Beyonce's Coachella performance was trash, you're just a fucking hater.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're just a fucking hater, dude. Like, it made no sense, man. When she brought out Destiny's Child, that shit was on point. When she brought out Michelle and, what's the other bitch name?
Kelly.
She defines one out of all of them, really. Kelly. Brought out those two. When she brought out Jay for a second, where he could barely breathe, and I was like, "No, Jay, you showing your age." When he brought out Jay, he brought out Solange. She did her little stiff ass dancing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just Solange stiff as fuck. But it made no sense. I ain't gonna lie, dude. I was captivated while I was watching that. While I was in the moment, I was like, this shit's legendary, dude.
Yeah.
It was legendary, man. This kind of like put her over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
It's just...
But compared to Michael, sorry, she got to take the backseat.
Yeah. She's looking at the man in the mirror. Oh, yeah. I don't know. What would she have to do to get over Michael? Have like two more Coachella performances at like...
To get on Michael's level?
Yeah, she would have to have, like, how many more performances like that would she have to surpass Michael?
Let's see. What hasn't she done? That's the thing.
She's done a Super Bowl. She's done VMAs. What else she done? She's done
just about everything.
She's done everything. She's done Grammys. She's done everything. So...
But to surpass Michael as a performer, that I don't know. That's like,
which had to like
she gotta die at the end of it or something.
God damn, nigga, some Maury shit. Oh yeah, it was fun, dog. You know what the funniest shit ever was, nigga? I listened to the Breakfast Club and somebody called in and they said, you know what, man, Ciara in her prime would have killed Beyonce. And then hung the phone on that nigga. That shit was funny as hell.
he deserved that.
Yeah, he was like, man, like, Michael got that bitch. He's like, man, after that, man, like, Ciara in her prime would have killed Beyonce. Duh. I rewatched that shit 10 times rolling, nigga. And DJ Emmy was like, man, nah, nigga, I can't even get off of that, man. Like, nah, man, that's blasphemy, nigga. That's blasphemy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but you know you're getting to a legendary status when you say anything negative about Beyonce and people like straight to get, you know, like fight for her.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or come to her side. You know you reach that level when you're like that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's getting insane, man. But I'm still riding with Michael, dude.
All respect to the queen, though.
Oh yeah, man. Most definitely, man. Like I told ST, the only way she could really surpass Michael, you know, in my eyes, is if she came out of the audience while I was in the audience, and you know, sucked me out while she was singing like "Bills, Bills, Bills," and I'd be like, "Man, God damn!" I'd be like, "God damn, Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shit, you are the one. God damn! I hope that you're the one." Shit, I'd be telling nigga like, "No, I would never. No, I would make like 100 backup copies of that video and never lose that shit.
Wow,
ever." Like, yeah, but like now the face tooth and nail there, STM was like, man, no, Beyonce got it, fam. She got it. Like, nigga, shut up, she just such your dick, nigga. I was like, yeah. But man, shout outs to the queen, shout out to the king, you know.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace, you know. You know, motherfucker record label killed his ass. Just yeah. Beyonce, just don't try to get nobody, don't try to get everybody publishing and you'll be fine, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? It won't kill your ass. Which is fucked up. But speaking of publishing, man, and music, our boy J. Cole.
Yeah.
Got a new album coming out. Man, on Friday, dude. I can't wait, man. When I saw that dude, I was ecstatic.
But yeah.
The name of the CD is called KOD, and I guess it means King of Drugs because on the front the front of the CD cover is him kind of like high in his mind.
I was about to say, hopefully he's not snorting something.
No, he got like the pinky finger of like a drug dealer.
Mm.
And they got kids below him like drinking lean, doing cocaine, and like taking a lot of pills.
Is this an illustration or is it a real picture, nigga?
It's an illustration.
I was about to say, god damn.
I think the concept is just like kids being on drugs. And then on the back of it has like three kids, like, literally, like, sitting on a bag of weed, prescription pills, a blunt, some codeine, and syringe flying through the side sky. And it's like, I think it's like 14 tracks.
Okay.
The whole theme of it is going to be, the name of it, it's Kids on Drugs, King Overdosed, and Killing Our Demons.
Hmm.
And once again, it's no features. Let's get it. Oh no, he has one feature. Kill Edward for the song The Cutoff. But I definitely let y'all motherfuckers know, let y'all know how I like this shit. Cause you know yeah. I'm a huge J. Cole fan, so I'll let y'all know next week.
Yeah, check that out.
And see if it's stand up there with his last album. You know what's crazy?
What?
A lot of people weren't fucking with his last album. They said it was garbage. I loved it, man. I don't know what's wrong with people, man.
It wasn't his strongest album.
Yeah. It was some tracks on there I didn't like. It's better than his first studio album to me. Way better than his first studio album.
You think it's better than the first?
His first studio album? Yes.
Mm.
His first studio album was garbage, man. I don't know, man. I guess.
Because it had some reprises of old stuff.
Yeah.
His first one was a letdown.
His first one really was a letdown, man, because I was coming from his mixtapes. I was like, man, his mixtapes are off the fucking chain. So I know for sure, man, his first album about to be fucking hot. Because usually every rapper's first album is like their hottest album.
Unless they put out super, super tight mixtapes beforehand.
Yeah.
And blow it on the test like J. Cole and Crit.
Crit really disappointed me, man, but I'm glad he came back, because that shit, whew.
Yeah.
That shit was looking bad.
Yeah.
That shit looked real bad, man. He mentioned on one of his mixtapes in between, yep. The past one and his newest album, talking about, man, motherfuckers didn't falling off. I'm like, nigga, you are. Like,
I need some retort, nigga.
Yeah, man, but it's getting crazy, man, like. Got J. Cole album coming out. Got Drake album coming out. I'll check that shit out. See how that is. People loving Cardi B right now. That nigga Kendrick Lamar want to pull a surprise. When I saw that shit, I thought that shit was a typo.
I know. I'm proud of him though. That's kind of cool.
That is cool, dude. But who do you think is like the best lyricist of this rap generation? Like taking out Tupac. No, not Tupac. Take out like Nas and Jay, and like just like the newcomers of like Nipsey, Kendrick, J. Cole, Crit. Who else am I missing? I'm missing somebody.
Best lyricism?
Best lyricist, yeah. Don't you say it, ST. I was playing. I'm just playing. Go ahead. Who you got?
I mean, K-Dot. K-Dot. Probably K-Dot and Cole.
If you had to choose one, who would it be between those two?
Fudge. Dang. Probably K-Dot, man.
No!
Yeah. I love Cole. I love him. I love Cole. But K-Dot say some stuff that'll make you laugh.
Yeah.
It'll make you cry. It'll also make you think. I haven't, like, Cole got a couple of records that that are very, you know, soul wrenching.
Yeah.
But K-Dot is like on another level. Like he's kind of like in rare air. Like I don't think Cole, because you know K-Dot is so unpredictable. Whereas Cole, not so much. And I don't think Cole could ever get to the level that K-Dot is at.
Yeah.
Just based on that, like, you don't know what Kendrick is going to say. You don't. Like, you never know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Cole sometimes can be a little predictable. And you laugh because you know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, but we talk about some real shit though, man. And
he does.
Yeah,
but anybody can speak real talk, but you know that don't make you, you know, the best. It doesn't make you the best lyricist though.
Yeah, in your mind, what makes a great lyricist? Somebody has social commentary, or
Social commentary is definitely, I mean, that's the basis of being a lyricist.
Yeah.
Because if people don't understand you...
Well, not for today's rap, but...
Well, that's why I said lyricism, nigga.
Yeah, because, no, this one song I listened to, like, this dude got signed by, let me look at this bullshit. He got signed by Kanye and Travis Scott. And the whole song was just him saying "rah, rah," and I was like, I'm gonna start rapping. I was like, is this shit real life right now? Like, I'm trying to see what the nigga name is, man.
I mean, you don't know what he did to get on that nigga might be real.
Give it that booty.
No, you stupid.
Probably when they got the damn track for with the rah part, it's him getting ran like rah. Like, yeah, nigga, louder. Rah. Like, we'll use it. Like, we'll use it on the track. He was like, okay, man, okay.
He might have spit a hot freestyle.
Sheik West. And the name of the song is Mo Bamba. And literally, it's just a whole bunch of just, it's a whole bunch of just like rambling and just yelling. And I was like, how is this shit real life, man? And then like this, like the dude, let me pause this shit. And the dude got like almost a million views. Everybody was talking about, man, Sheik West, that nigga the realist. I was like, is this real life right now? And it's like, all this shit is like positive. So I just found one negative. It says it's trash, but then it's not. What the fuck? Like, no, nigga, it is what? Trash. It is. And nigga said it's a masterpiece. Like, dog, these popping pill. This the popping pill season, man, for rappers, dude. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
What the fuck we talking about, man? Shit pissed me off.
We're talking about lyricism. What makes a
good lyricist, dude? Social commentary, yeah.
Social commentary is definitely the foundation.
That's the foundation of it.
Because if anybody can't, like, everybody has to be able to listen to your music.
Yes.
And understand it. And, you know, even if they don't like it, if they can understand it, if they can understand whatever sentiments that you are trying to convey, you have mastered social commentary. there's also wit. Like, you got to be able to make people laugh. Yeah. Because music is, you know, well, especially hip hop, music is supposed to invoke feelings. So if you can muster up a couple of chuckles out of somebody while they're listening to you, then that's great.
Or like seek some kind of emotion out of you.
Yeah.
So they make you feel something, just like J. Cole's song "Change" on his last album. That shit gets me every time, man. That's my fucking shit. That's my fucking shit, dude.
I was just listening to Chronic 2001 today, and I went back and I listened to "Forgot About Dre."
Oh man, that was that shit.
Like that nigga. Well, not nigga, but Eminem. Eminem, like, I don't care what anybody said. That dude had the hottest lines on that song.
Dude, it wasn't even close, and I fucking hate Eminem. This shit wasn't even close, nigga.
Man, Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up, with the tint goes up to the mid-80s. Now, you think about tint on a car. Most tint on a car doesn't go higher than 20%.
Yeah.
You, like, 85% tint, nigga? You got hot babies in the car, you know? Because I guess at that time, you know, a lot of kids were being killed in, you know, in cars. You know, people leaving them.
Yeah.
You know? So he, you know, but M has always been able to take, like, what's going on socially and make fun of it.
He really has, man. Yeah, he really has, dude. That's one of your favorite rappers back in college, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even before college, like I was listening to M in high school.
Oh shit! Oh, that's right. I don't even fuck with M, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't fuck with M until I heard his verse on "Renegade."
Yeah.
Oh, Jay-Z's Blueprint album.
Yeah.
And that shit was retarded. I ain't gonna even lie, dude. That shit was retarded. And that beat was sick, dude!
Yeah, it was.
God damn! Who did that beat? Was that, I don't know. Dre? You
probably had to look that up. I don't know about that.
Let me see. Who did that beat? Probably was Kanye.
And plus, I don't know. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, spin any rumors, but I heard Dre don't really be producing all that, you know, they say he do.
Ew. No, Dre, you let off your name? Let me see. Renegade is a song by rapper Jay-Z.
At least not now. I know he did back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he does it as much now.
They say Eminem produced it.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, I mean, well, he kind of learned from, you know, one of the best.
Yeah, because I'm a motherfucking renegade. Oh, man, that was that shit. I'm going to go back and listen to that shit, man, after we get off. That was my shit. Man, that was my shit, dude. But also, wordplay is an integral part of being a lyricist, man. I would put that almost as a number two. Your wordplay gotta definitely be on point.
Yeah, because your cadence has to be pretty nice.
Yeah, it
has that's the thing. Like sometimes, like I don't know, it's some of those elements that I think sometimes Big Sean is missing. Because to this day, I don't think he has a classic album.
I don't think so either, but he's getting close.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I'm not being real, man. I'm gonna be keeping this shit 100. I don't like the motherfucker flow. His flow gets on my nerves, dude. But he has some decent songs, man. I don't like his flow, man.
Man. But that's the thing, though. Like
he got that shit out like the 99 cent bin because all the other good flows are gone. He's like, man, he's fuck stupid, it. Ah, shit! I gotta go with this one over here. Fuck it. Cause he didn't want to be like somebody else, man. I don't understand that flow. And it's just, is that like a Detroit thing? I don't know, man.
I don't think it's necessarily a Detroit thing. I just think that's just his thing. And I think, you know, I think that's what kind of makes him unique. It's, you know, it's just the fact that he's not copying people. He's actually had people copying him.
And they should be lynched. No, okay, that's too harsh.
Well, I mean, when Drake started that though, Drake copied Sean. So,
What you think about Drake flow? I forgot to put Drake into that argument, but.
Well, we don't even know if that nigga write his own
shit. That's what I'm saying, man. So he not even in that shit. He just females love him, man. It's kind of put him over the top, and then he has.
You know, as long as he keep making, you know, anthems for the ladies, he always gonna be on top.
Oh, he always gonna be hot, dude. Yeah, yeah, his new song.
Exactly.
What's that song he bit off from?
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, he sampled Lauryn Hill. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So. You know what the fuck you doing, man? His team, this motherfucker team is almost like bulletproof right now, nigga.
Yeah, pretty much.
His team is ridiculous, man, that he got around him.
You can expose that nigga for ghostwriting. They didn't do not one thing.
They didn't put a dent in nigga armor. It was like the nigga. At all. It was like somebody. Go ahead.
It didn't even chip his armor, nigga.
It was like somebody had like a grenade, like point blank range at a wall and like detonate that shit. And like everybody else died, and the walls like clean as fuck, nigga. like for real, man, it's ridiculous.
If this were the 90s,
yeah,
he'd be done.
He'd been a rap, dude. And because light skinned dudes weren't in anyway, they were seen as like soft niggas too.
Yeah,
back in that time. Yeah, man. So all this shit paying off for him right now. But
yeah, it is. Salute to Drake.
Hell yeah, nigga. He gonna have like a, I think like a five more years. I think he got like a 5 more year run in him. Then I think people gonna get tired of him.
Possibly. Yeah. But I tell you what. As long as he don't make any more albums like More Life, he got run.
Oh yeah, pretty much yeah. He fucked up on that shit.
Yeah, he got one. If he put out another More Life, I think it's gonna be a rap for him. So he got to stay away from that. Like he had a couple songs on it that was, you know, pretty straight, but yeah, he can't do that no more.
No, he really
and
can't.
I'm a Drake fan, so I'm hoping with everything in me that he don't make another More Life.
What was your favorite Drake album?
Favorite? Oh yeah. If you're reading this, it's too late.
Damn.
It's my favorite one because I felt like that was the album that everybody was waiting on. I felt like that was the album that, you know, like he actually rapped pretty much the whole thing. Like that was the one where he, you know, like he rapped from start to the end.
Yeah.
And he had hits on it. So like that was. That's probably my favorite one. Everybody always says, you know, when they speak about Drake's favorite album, they always talk about
Views?
Take Care.
Oh, Take Care?
Yeah. They always say that. I don't know. A lot of people like Take Care. But and Take Care was good, you know. Of course, again, we speak about lyricism.
Yeah.
Like, that's... You know, that's the one everybody likes, and yeah, it's cool on the lyrics. Like, yeah. You know, it's cool, but
yeah, Take Care has some hits on that shit.
Yeah, but as far as like hip hop, like, you know, give me a beat and a tight 16, and you know, if you're reading this, it's too late. That's what I needed.
Yeah, I'm not a big Drake fan, so I can't even say, but
yeah. That's all right.
My favorite Drake song. One of my favorite Drake songs that's up there is what's that one he had with Jay?
Was it on his album or was it?
It was on Drake album. But the one
his first album?
Not his first album. It was the one where he was like looking to the side.
Nothing was the same.
Pound Cake.
Oh yeah, that Indian beat, something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you right? Hurry, hot pot. Yeah, that shit. Dip to America. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah.
Because Jay killed that shit, man.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, well, that nigga said, fuck! For all these yen that I'm handling. That nigga killed that shit, man. Yeah, Jay killed that verse, man. God, dog.
Jake, it ain't enough of us.
Hell yeah. Man, that was a good album. But, yeah, man, Drake, he has a formula. He has his crew. Yeah. Everybody's crew's tight-lipped. They gonna out that nigga. Because they down for each other, man. So he got a tight click, man.
Yeah.
And that rumor didn't even hurt his ass. Like, it helped.
No, not at all.
Man, that show that nigga bulletproof.
It hurt the nigga that put the rumor out.
Yeah, yeah. That shows you got the game on lock when shit like that happens, man.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny, man. Like, man. Wale was like, man, you can't go with the dude that, you know, got the world in his hands, because it's like, you know, people going to be clamoring over everything he say. And he was right. He's like,
yep. That's another rapper that will never really get, will never really make it in my eyes. He'll never get to the top.
Wale is a lyricist, straight out.
He is.
He's an amazing artist. I think he's either too late or he's just before his time. Like right now,
mm-hmm.
It's just not the time for him. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, too many niggas in his way.
No, I don't think it's that. Okay.
Who's taking away most of his fan base? In your opinion, like, if this rapper didn't exist, he'll be even more popular. But like, who's taking away most of his fans in your eyes?
Man. To be honest, probably Drake.
So Drake,
because Wale makes songs for the ladies too.
He sure does. That lemon, that lotus flower shit.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah, that shit was hot. I ain't even lying. That shit was hot.
That, like, Wale got bangers. Like, his mixtape for Lauren, I still bang for Lauren, that mixtape.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
That junk is stupid.
That shit retarded, yeah.
But I don't know. I just think that he's in the wrong time frame. if this was like maybe mid-2000s,
mm-hmm.
I think he'd be okay. But I kind of put him and Lupe Fiasco in the same boat, because I feel like both of them are unappreciated.
Man, like, dude, don't get me started on my boy, man.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get me started on Lupe, man. Lupe,
yeah, I know.
Lupe should be a way bigger artist than he is, man.
Yeah.
That shit hurts my whole, him, I say, hurts my soul.
Yeah.
Whoa. But speaking of hurt my soul, man, let's go ahead and get to this motherfucking damn Starbucks.
Get to the bullshit.
Yeah, get to the fucking bullshit, man. Like, dude. Like, it was funny, man. ST and I were talking about it off air. And we was like, man, we want to just go up to a Starbucks and be like, man, please let something happen to me so I can retire early.
Please just say something.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops on us, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm trying to get paid. You know what I mean? But if y'all don't know, man, if you live under a fucking rock, like, seriously. So, two black men were sitting in a Starbucks, minding their own business, you know, not purchasing anything, like most people do at Starbucks anyway.
Yeah.
People go there to use the fucking Wi-Fi, and they get the cops called on them just for being black and not purchasing anything, dude.
Yeah.
If that shit doesn't enrage you as an African-American, dude, or as just a person of color, period, because it can happen to you.
Yeah. Real quick.
Real quick, dude. Dude, you should be enraged, man. And it's it gets to the point where like shit like that don't surprise me anymore.
Yeah.
But it was just like motherfuckers sitting there, like every time I pass by a Starbucks, I see a motherfucker in there with his like with two duffel bags, like power chargers, his headphones on blast, sucking up the Wi-Fi, dude, and just have like a small, tall latte and be like nursing that bitch for like 5 hours, like using the fucking internet, dude.
Yeah. How you gonna babysit a latte, nigga?
Yeah, nigga. You better sort that shit down, because once that shit get cold, that shit nasty as fuck.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap, dude. Like, when I do get lattes, when I get them, I suck them down, because I don't want no homo. You know what I'm saying? I go ahead and suck them down. I go ahead and drink them as fast as I can, because I ain't trying to, you know, lukewarm lattes are garbage. Yeah. It just shows that, man, racial bias will always exist in this country. It's not going anywhere, man.
Yeah, and it's sad, man, because I don't understand what the big deal was. You know, like, you know, of course, the police or whatever, you know, they went ahead and arrested the guys, and they weren't even doing anything.
They weren't doing shit, man. The guys, the dude's face, the men's face that got arrested inside Starbucks told it all, man.
Yeah.
That was like, man, fuck this shit, man. Let me just get out of here because I don't want to get shot. So let me just comply and leave.
The crazy thing is, man, like, the white people there knew that what was going on wasn't right.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy, man. Like, they didn't understand what was going on. Like, they don't understand how come two people can't just walk into a coffee shop like normal people do and just, you know, chill or whatever. I mean, it's a public place. She tried to say that they were trespassing.
Yeah, dude, that shit was weird. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, how do you trespass in a public place, a public domain? That didn't make sense.
That's the case. Motherfuckers trespass shit almost
downtown
every day, nigga. Shit. Yeah. We trespass when we live out of the house.
Sense, man. But, they get away with that stuff, man. They get away with that.
And then another incident. Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying it needs to stop.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's just it makes you want to just punch a wall, man. and if you're a person of color, if you're a nigga right now and you in Starbucks, listen to us and you drinking on latte, spit that shit out and walk out. You know what I'm saying, man?
Knock it on the floor, too, and make them clean it up.
Hell yeah. They go in there with all the little sweeteners and shit, like, fuck that shit up, then leave. You know what I'm saying? Tell a blank canvas sent you. You know what I'm saying? God, dog, man, it's like, and then the one thing I hate about us, we're not unified on any kind of fronts, because I could probably go up to a Starbucks tomorrow and see a whole bunch of black people all, like, walk up to a Starbucks, like, oh yeah, let me get my such and such.
Yeah,
when that shit happened, dude.
Yeah, they either know or they don't.
Yep.
And they gonna, you know, creatures of habit, gonna continue to do what, you know, they do.
It wasn't me. That kind of bullshit. But
yeah,
the dude's about to get paid, because I remember at one point.
Oh,
I
heard, yeah, they gonna be straight.
Hell yeah! At one point, I heard they're lawyering up, and I was like, hell yeah, you better lawyer up. Let's get it.
Shit, yeah.
They're scared at it, like, for real, man. They should get a real fact check. And then Starbucks trying to be on some bullshit, talking about we're going to have sensitivity training and shut down 8,000 stores.
8,000 stores.
Hey, man, shut up. You got 28,000 stores, you only going to shut down, like, maybe, like, less than a third of them.
And them 8,000 is going to get shut down. All them white folks going to go ballistic.
Oh, hold on now, man. Come on now. The ones that get shut down are probably not going to be in, like, heavy
in business anymore.
No, it's not gonna be like heavy condensed like white areas. I guarantee like one off like North Hollywood or one in Buckhead. Like on that day, I'm gonna go to like the whitest area and I'm gonna walk into Starbucks like I knew this one gonna get closed and then walk out. Like, you already know, dude. Like the ones in like white areas will not get closed down because them motherfuckers will revolt because they need their crack. But they report on USA Today said that Starbucks is going to lose $12 million from being closed for just one day. Like, boo fucking who?
No, they won't.
Yeah, man. They ain't going to lose that shit, man. Like, man, come on, man. Stop with this bullshit.
If anything, they might gain support for the people who who encourage racism.
Oh yeah, like, dude, watch a whole bunch of rednecks talking about Starbucks, my coffee choice now. Fuck Dunkin' Donuts. Woo! Fuck this shit. I'm about to give them the nigger hate a coffee. I'm like, I should know you liberals was something good for something. You know how they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you already know they already down for it. And it's just PR, dude.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man. It's just straight up PR. Or they just trying to just make people seem like, oh, you know, Starbucks cares. This'll get the dumb sleep Negro that wanna be accepted. They'll take this shit and be happy with it.
Yeah.
But niggas that know what's going on and can see past the bullshit is gonna be like, man, it's just nothing but a damn cloak to throw on people's eyes, dude.
I mean, how is it any different from what America is today?
No different.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
There we go.
Yeah, man. So, man, I hope the brothers get paid.
Shoot. Oh, yeah. They're going to get paid.
I hope they get paid, man. And it was another incident where this black guy wanted the code to use the restroom at a Starbucks. And that happened like a day after the dudes got kicked out. And a white guy walked out of the bathroom. And he's like, man, how'd you get this code? He's like, I just walked up and asked her for the code. She gave it to me. And then she was like, she won't give me the code. And he's like, did you buy anything? He's like, no, I didn't buy anything. And I was like, wow.
It's like, wait a minute. There's a code to use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. At that particular Starbucks, they had to put in the code to get into the bathroom. So I guess, I don't know. Probably somewhere in New York or Pennsylvania somewhere. I need to research it again. But
what kind of crap is that?
But they literally had a keypad code for,
for the damn bathroom.
for the fucking bathroom. And the white guy walks out. He was like, how'd you get the code? Oh, I just asked her for it. I haven't bought anything yet either. And he was like, word? And she was like, sir, you need to leave right now. He was like, but how come I can't get the code, but he can get the code? And it was some Hispanic broad that didn't do it. That didn't give him the code, man. They think, yeah, man. It's real in the field, man. I'm glad. This is going to wake up some delusional. Yeah, she should know better, but. This is going to wake up some delusional niggas, man. This Trump presidency is going to wake up some delusional niggas, man. They think everything's all right.
Yeah.
Because if not, it ain't going to get me better anytime soon.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, man. But you got any parting words for the family, ST?
What's that? Stay out of Starbucks.
Hell yeah, man. If you gotta get your coffee fixed, man, go Dunkin' Donuts. And I tell you right now, man.
Matter of fact, don't purchase no Starbucks products, period. I know that might be hard, but, you know, for you loose-neck niggas who don't pay attention to what's going on or, you know, don't care, we just asking you not to be a lame, sucker-ass nigga for once.
Don't be a coon for a day if you can help it. I know it's going to be hard something for some of y'all motherfuckers out there.
But once in your life.
Once in your life, stand up for something.
Something.
Something, man. Please. Shit. Like, that's showing like white America in the world, like we have no backbone or no spine. When that kind of shit happens, the next day walking like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Hey, Sarah, how you doing? I mean, I'm going to buy something, you know, so you haven't called the cops on me. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. That kind of Negro.
Yeah,
hey,
you know what would be a boss move though? I know he ain't gonna do it, but you know this would show true unity.
Yeah,
if that nigga Magic Johnson sold his stake,
that shit would be real. But he might lose.
We know. Me, you, and the fam, we all know that he ain't that type of nigga.
No, because he gotta support his son and his dress habit. He can't give up though. He can't give up on Starbucks, nigga. That son will come kill his ass.
He trying to get his son to be the next contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, nigga, shit. He trying to fuck me up, daddy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Hell no. But, man, y'all stay woke out here, man. Y'all stay blessed.
Yeah.
Man, keep all eyes open, man. Keep three eyes open. And then for dudes, I ain't talking about your penis. I'm talking about your third. You know what I mean? Yeah, some niggas talking about, I keep my third eye open all the time, homie. Yeah. Well, shit never closes. But yeah, they're talking about your proverbial third eye. Not your penis, nigga. But man, keep your head on the swivel, man. man, for real, man, you gotta like, it's so sad, man, but being, you know, being a person of color, you gotta literally like watch your surroundings when you go out, man. You really can't feel safe.
Yeah.
But once you leave your home, you are in danger at all times. And it's sad to say that, but I'm just keeping it 100, man. You can't.
Yeah.
Just keep, be aware.
Pay attention.
Pay attention, man, for real. Because
people show you who they are all the time.
It's blatant. It's blatant.
Without them even realizing it.
It's blatant now, man. So just watch it, man. That's all I got.
All right, y'all. Once again, we want to thank y'all for tuning in with us here at the Blank Canvas ECST podcast. We appreciate y'all so much for allowing us into your homes, your cars, your earbuds, your jobs. We really appreciate you guys getting this weekly wisdom, even if it don't come exactly on Wednesday when we say it do.
Yeah, you're still getting the shit. It's all good. Yeah.
You still getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Should be happy. But we're gonna try to do a better job of doing what we say.
we gonna try, man. It's hard out here in these streets, but we gonna try.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
You know.
But yeah. Remember to like and subscribe. We need them subs.
Yes.
Hit us up on all our social media. Tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. Be sure to hit us up at the Blank Canvas ECST at gmail.com. If you have any inquiries or anything like that, we'll be glad to hit you up and let you know yay or nay or whatever, you know. Well, just, you know, get on there and tell us, you know, just leave us some words. It don't matter. Whatever you want to say. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light. Remember, you know, we do have apparel out there. So, yeah,
hit us up on
Teespring.
Check this shit out.
And get you a Blank Canvas shirt.
All right, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. We love y'all.
Yeah, as always. That's going to do it for episode number 86. We gonna holler at y'all next week, man.
Peace, niggas.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.